American Samoa's best music mix, 93 KHC. We want to welcome from Tisa's Tattoo Festival. We got the very own Tisa, your namesake. Good morning, Tisa.
Good morning.
And we also have your right hand. We got Princess in studio. Hey, Princess.
Good morning.
So good to have you both back in studio. And just kind of one last push, reminding everybody, hey, this weekend, busy stuff happening.
Yes, absolutely. But first of all, I'd like to thank the community for everybody that came for the Palolo hunting this last 3 days.
Yeah, how's that been going?
It's just been crazy beautiful to see so many of us reconnect to our environment and the ocean that provides for us for all these years. And the people were very respectful. And most importantly, they were at peace and enjoying. I mean, some of the people, over 100 people showed up in each night. I mean, the last two nights, and there was no Palolo to write home about, but there was a spirit in the air that people were willing to just give up all their worries in the world and come out and enjoy looking for Palolo.
And that's part of the whole experience, huh?
That's part of the whole experience. It's rescuing things that are Samoan is our theme that we've been working with. Rescuing and value things that are Samoan. And I'm telling you, this week, it seems like it was the beginning. American Samoa's Visitors Bureau had an event on Monday, and it was about save the music. And so it looks like we're moving steadily along in the right direction. Save the tatau, you know, or rescue the music and save it and enjoy it and bring our young people to enjoy it. Last night and on Tuesday night, there were so many young people out there, and they weren't, you know, like dragging their feet because mom and dad wanted them to be there. They were there
right.
In the water. It's the laughter of the young people and the kids in the water that gave such joy. It added to the experience.
Sure.
And bonfire and everything. So it was very, very nice. I want to thank everyone that came out and got Palolo throughout the island for not leaving any trash behind. And I think that is one of the most important changes that I see, that people are actually valuing the environment more today. And so all the hard work the government's putting in, everybody's doing their part, coming out once a month to clean, is working. So keep up the good work. Thank you for keeping our island clean. The festival, Tatau Festival, is coming along very interesting because now I'm seeing that more and more people with La'ea Samoa want to come out and celebrate the tatau. So Saturday will be our first day. And I want to invite all the people with La'ea Samoa to come out and enjoy our day together. And Sunday is a tonai, and that means you bring your tonai with you.
Okay. It's potluck style, huh?
Yes. Well, they can bring their own.
Okay. Are you doing any?
I am not going to do anything because we don't have enough people to help, and I can't go choose the food because we are experiencing the shortage of many things on the island. So we're reaching into our own resources and begin to see what we have to offer, because this is how we want to revive that spirit of collecting what you can and bring it and share it with Tonai on Sunday. So this is what we hope will happen on Sunday. And then we also want to tell our own story. Every one of us has a story to tell. We've done a lot of tattooing for 16 years. You know, we've done everything, celebrate, urge the people to come out and be a part of it. But this time we're ready for gathering and fellowship and tell our story and share the spirit of the tatau with the community of tatau people. So I'm very excited about it. Bring your ukulele if you want to make music. But most importantly, it's the spirit of this island that I want to share with everyone. The spirit of working together, taking care of ourselves, be self-sufficient, make sure you have food in your, you know, have food growing. You know, it's all this stuff that will prepare us for hard times that we see. I mean,
with these food shortages, huh?
Yeah, food shortage, yeah. And, it's so important now for us to start hitting that direction. And I see people are ready for it. So this is why the festival this year is going to be quite different. There is a fee. And everybody, the entrance fee will be a donation to the Alinga Preservation Institute and the tatau, which is $5 per person.
Very cool. All right, so that is starting on Saturday, and then it's like a it's a two-day event, huh?
It's a two-day event. And so, of course, we also have our sponsors that we want to thank.
Okay.
Because without them, we couldn't do this. And our partnership with American Samoa Visitors Bureau, they come forward every year to help us host this festival. So we're very grateful. And we also have longtime sponsors. Princess, will you expound on that, please? Our sponsors we want to thank.
Oh, okay. So we would like
Can I get you on that mic just a little closer, please?
Okay.
There you go. Thank you.
So we'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, which is Makano Dal, Tropic Traders, DDW, Costulus, Manua's Astica, Neil's Ace Home Center, KHJ, South Seas Broadcasting, V103, Department of Commerce, GHC Reed and Company and Vailima, Moana Chips, USA Institute of Support Sports, Tisa's Breakfast Bar, Elinga Preservation Institute, and in-kind donation, Lance Tawa'oa.
And most importantly, we want to thank our village. Our village has been very supportive. The people have been very helpful in together. The teamwork is working, so we are very grateful. We want to thank everyone, and especially KHJ and and John.
And Sia and Joey and Monica.
Oh, yeah. she's amazing, you know. So all of you and South Seas Market, for over the years, you have been supporting the Tatau Festival.
It's a great thing. We love it.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
it's important.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. So.
And it continues.
Yes.
It's probably not easy to do this year after year after year with the same oomph.
Yes,
you know,
but this is why we are reaching to the next part of this festival is to bring the bridge, the people, the young and the old, sharing the knowledge of the Tatau, and continue to share things and value things that are Samoan.
Okay.
And this is why we really enjoy, like saving the music the other night that I went to. I thought that was incredible. Introducing our people to our own beautiful environment, beautiful villages, our beautiful beaches that we're beginning to enjoy a lot more than ever. So these are all the things we have available right here on island that we can find our own resources to be, to bring us a source of joy and happiness and stress release. So this is why this year's festival is very important, and the spirit of sharing that with our Tatau community and their families is very important, more so this year than ever, because we seem to be ready for that part of the festival.
All right. So, and you want to plug your website too, if we can follow us on social media, right?
Yes, well, follow us on social media, Tisa's Tattoo Festival page, and also Tisa's Bedford Bar page, if we have all that on social media. So don't forget to go and visit our submission, right, Princess? We have submission from, we even have support from Hawaii, from New Zealand, from Samoa, for the talk of the TikTok, right, Princess?
Yeah, but just a reminder that our submission entry closed yesterday. So now we're just going to be voting, and we'll be announcing the winners on Saturday. So good luck, everybody that submitted their videos.
And they still have a chance to vote, right, for their favorite submission.
All you have to do is just like your favorite submission, and that's how you vote.
And also exciting, we did a Google survey for the public to tell us who their favorite artist. And their tufunga. So that's also going to be released this weekend. So we have a lot of people voting on that and for their best Tatau.
Did you get a lot of people doing the TikTok?
Yeah, we have 10 entries so far, so it's pretty good.
Okay.
We didn't get any.
Are they local or are they off island?
Some
or?
Are local, some are from
New Zealand, Samoa. But what we didn't get is the men. The men didn't participate this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they usually?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is why we want to invite the all the Malus and Bears to come and fellowship with us and see what's up.
All right.
You know, it's time for us to connect and go further with our ability to help our community, bring together, have a little tournai, so I look forward to it. I look forward to hearing everybody's story.
All right. So look for Tisa's Tattoo Fest on the different media platforms, and Tisa Princess. Great to see you. Thanks so much for coming on, and best of luck this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, potluck style tonight.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Take care and God bless. 93KHJ will continue.